At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Years of joyfulness. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News. The Midday News is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM here in Accra. Also on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, myjoyonline.com. Live in all 16 regions of Ghana via various affiliates. Live on X Spaces, Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol, Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams. Coming up, a country united in prayer and thanksgiving.
Now I declare prophetically that Ghana shall rise, and Ghana shall rise. Ghana shall rise.
Today, Ghana is taking a historic pause to lift up a nation in prayer as thousands from all walks of life and different political persuasions join hands in reflection and renewal for national prosperity.
I come under the auspices of the Holy Spirit by lifting prayer and intercession for country. Let our land be saved.
We also heard from Cardinal Appiah Tekson, who says transformation of Ghana is not solely the responsibility of the president, but a collective duty for all citizens. Plus, we'll hear from President Mahama, who is calling for national unity.
Now, Heavenly Father, who troubled this?
Our nation, Ghana, is richly endowed with resources and natural beauty, and something even more precious, spiritual harmony and religious tolerance. In a world where faith can divide nations, our faith in Ghana unites us.
Also coming up, higher electricity tariffs, lower data costs, VAT on insurance, the 24-hour economy and more. These are just a few of policy changes expected this month of July. We weigh the promise of long-term growth against immediate cost of living measures. Also hear from former Carl Bank CEO warning President Mahama against promoting mediocrity by retaining non-performing appointees.
I also disagree with this situation where you find MPs on boards, board chairman. That is ludicrous. If I am an MP, they make me chairman of VRA. And VRA has to come to Public Accounts Committee. And I am on the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament. How does that work?
In sports,
Ghana's Mohamed Kudus is open to a move to Tottenham Hotspur as discussions are underway with West Ham.
Also in the bulletin, we'll bring you the inspiring story of a visually impaired student who made history with a first perfect 4.0 GPA at the University of Ghana.
We have checked our records. We are yet to find any student of this great university with a perfect score like Efremat achieved.
I feel very excited that I've challenged myself to do something that hasn't been done in a way.
Give the Lord a dance. His name.
More in our Disabled series. And also later, four more schools secure slots in the 2025 National Science and Math Quiz as Sacred Heart Senior High School returns after a decade, and St. Mary's Boys extend their national streak. These and more with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. This is Joy News, independent, fearless and credible. The atmosphere at the forecourt of the State House, where thousands of Ghanaians gathered for the National Prayer and Thanksgiving Service, a moment to give thanks to God and reflect on the country's journey. In his message, one of the most senior and influential Ghanaian prelates in the global Catholic Church, Peter Cardinal Appiah Turkson, touched on the devastation caused by illegal mining, reminding the nation that the transformation of Ghana is not solely the responsibility of the president, but a collective duty for all citizens. Max Olagbaba was at the event, which ended just a short while ago, and filed this report.
Well, the popular song, Yedin Kunem, that many of the people gathered here at the forecourt of the State House are dressed in white, with several waving the Ghana flag, an expression of unity and patriotism. But the sea of white and the national colors have blended beautifully, binding everyone together in a spirit of national unity. Top Ghanaian musicians have been leading the crowd in praise and worship, lifting spirits and setting a joyful tone for the event. The gathering is on the theme, Reflect, Reset, and Renew for National Prosperity. The event has drawn a diverse crowd, including politicians, clergy, government officials, security personnel, and citizens. The president, vice president, key members of the opposition, the New Patriotic Party, are also present. A short while ago, the minority leader, Alexander Fenomarkin, read a Bible message on behalf of his party, a gesture many attendees are appreciated. Prayers have been offered by several respected and distinguished figures, including Archbishop Duncan Williams.
Well, one of Ghana's most respected and influential Catholic figures on the global stage, Peter Cardinal Turkson, expressed concern over the environmental destruction. He said that Ghana's transformation cannot rest solely on the shoulders of the president. Instead, he urged that it is a shared responsibility, one that calls on every citizen to play their part.
We need to go ahead and formulate also our own places within that vision. And that just means that looking for virtuous Ghanaians. We're looking for Ghanaians who are virtuous, who develop virtue, and who are led by virtue, who develop a fulcrum on which their own lives would balance on a virtuous conduct and virtuous positions. Otherwise, greed will dominate this land, and when greed dominates this land, there will be a lot of negative externalities to be borne by all of us. Negative externalities, we have them already. The Pra River doesn't sell prawns and shrimps anymore. Ofin River has become a puddle of mud. The Ankobra is already gone. Children in upstream who jump into waters that I used to do when I was a child, a stream to swim, they then are taken to the hospital with ruptured scrotum because of exposure to cyanide and mercury. So their negativities are with us. Our church hospitals in the middle part of this country talk about increasing children born with deformities. So my dear friends, the external negativities are already with us.
Well, representing the New Patriotic Party minority leader Alexander Fayumakin, together with other party executives, delivered a Bible message on behalf of the party.
Therefore, I wrote first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, on his part, Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams expressed confidence in the President Mahama to transform the economy.
A national vision. China has 100 years vision. India, 100 years vision. Dubai, 100 years vision. Ghana, our motherland. Where is our vision? Where is our agenda? All that under the leadership of President John Dramani Mahama, a national agenda and a developed plan will be established that compels all stakeholders, irrespective of your tribe, your religion, your background, and your political party, that you are compelled by constitution to follow that agenda, that our money, cocoa, oil, and all that we have, our resources.
Well, let's head to the forecourt of the State House where Presidential Affairs correspondent Maxwell Agbagba is and joins us with the latest. Maxwell, the president also spoke a while ago. What did he say?
Well, Mamiyosi, he reiterated that July 1, henceforth, is not only Ghana's Republic Day, but also the country's official National Day of Thanksgiving and Prayer. He described Ghana as an oasis of peace despite the challenges and rest and surrounding regions. He also stressed the importance of accountability in governance and society, noting that it is important for building a just and equitable nation. In a few minutes, though, Muslim prayers will also be held at the National Mosque in Kanda as part of the day's observance. We can hear from President Mahama.
Let us also remember this, that true thanksgiving is not spoken only with the lips. It must be lived in our very lives. And as James says in chapter 2, verse 17, faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead. On this sacred day, therefore, as we pray and give thanks, let us also renew our commitment to living out our faith through truth, love, and service to our nation. Let us speak words that heal, not words that harm. Let us be honest in our dealings. Let us be generous in our compassion. And let us be upright in our conduct. We must hold those in authority, including myself, accountable to the highest standards of integrity and humility. Public office is not a privilege for personal gain. It is a sacred trust bestowed by the people, and a responsibility to serve all, especially the most vulnerable of us. Even the office of the president, which by the grace of God I now hold, is not above the law. Leadership must be grounded in justice, in honesty, and a reverence of God. If we want a just Ghana, we must be just in leadership. A nation's greatness is not measured by the heights of its skyscrapers or the size of its budget. The values of its people are the true measure of a nation's greatness.
And here, the President John Dramani Mahama. Let's head now to the regions and speak to Isaac Nonya, who is currently in the Savannah region. Isaac, how is the day being observed there?
Well, Savannah region is very peaceful, marked by prayers from all the seven districts in the region. At the capital, we have people marching up there, both Christian and Muslim. Here in central Gonja, Bute in central Gonja, we have all Muslims and Christians clowning together. And currently at the Bupeura Palace, we have a good number of Muslims who have gathered here to recite the sunnah portion of the Holy Quran to to mark the day. And all that they are saying in unity is that the day is one that that is serving as what? Unity, respect, and peace, a gesture towards development. And for that matter, they all should find this day and come together as Ghanaians, divide of what? Politics, and what of you. I will speak, the DC who is still addressing the people is saying that the day play the theme of the day, reflecting, resetting, and reviewing, marks the personality of the president.
And you are there, Isaac Nunya, in the Savannah region. Let's speak to Fred Kwame Asari in the Volta region. Fred, how's it going there?
Well, here in the Volta region, there are three separate gatherings to observe the day. The believers in the Christian faith are gathered at the Jubilee Park in the Volta regional capital of Ho to observe the Thanksgiving and Prayer Day. And then also, we are learning that the Muslim community will also held or also organize a separate event later in the day. And then in Agbozume Kliko, that is in Agbozume Kliko, the Afrikaner Mission, are also putting together an event here. That is the umbrella body of the African traditional religion. So they are gathered here to offer their thanks and also pray to their God to protecting the country and then also ensure that there is peace and tranquility and development. Yeah, the Royal Majesty or the Royal Highness, Tobi Aminyafiti, that is the paramount chief of the Aflao traditional area, is also built as the guest honor to address the gathering. So they just started the program.
All right, thank you, Fred Kwame Asari, there in the Volta region. Well, let's head to the Ashanti region, Kumasi. Erabna Kwe is there. Erabna, what can you also report?
In Kumasi, we have had the church service that started at 7:30 in at the Calvary Charismatic Center.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
.com. And it was very calm, peaceful, prayerful, and unified. We had all religions attending the church service. We had dignitaries like the regional minister, the Kumasi mayor, MMDCs, bishops, reverends, and hundreds of people across the Ashanti region. Security has been tight. Everything has gone on smoothly and peacefully so far.
Erebna, thank you very much. Let's go to the central region and take Abigail there. Abigail, how is the central region celebrating Thanksgiving Day?
The central region is quite grateful for this particular moment, especially after suffering some tragedy some past weeks ago. We are very grateful. And it was quite a solemn service. But during the praises, you could see that people were picking up, people were happy in spite of the tragedy Kiput has suffered. The minister in his address did say that effective demolition will be going on. And it's all part of the reset, and which is part of the theme of the service. The demolition will be happening. Drainage will be cleaned to ensure that such a tragedy will not happen again. So in Cape Coast, everything is fine, everything is calm. People are grateful to join in service for this particular occasion.
All right. Abigail Esel Nkrumah, they're giving us updates from the Central Region. Well, some other Ghanaians have also been sharing their thoughts on the decision to institute a National Day for Prayer and Thanksgiving.
Because prayer changes things. Because we have a living God. Yes, we're in trouble and we pray to Him, and He listens to us. So it's good. We pray. Likewise, the Muslims, they today are going to pray that Friday. Yes. Because look at the Bible. There are some problems about this. And when they pray to God, I listen to them. So we should pray. It's okay. It should be continuous, or not one day.
Yeah. It's going to solve a problem. Yes, God listen to us when we pray. God, if you don't ask me anything, He won't do it. He will wait until His own time. So as we are going on to pray, we are asking Him to solve our problems.
I've prayed to God for blessings, for favor, to guard and guide us in everything that we do.
Anyway, there's some Ghanaians expressing their Thanksgiving today, Republic Day, as well as National Thanksgiving and Prayer Day. Well, this week marks the start of July, and with it a major policy shift under the Mahama administration's economic recovery plan. Ghanaians are expected to feel the effects as several key initiatives and fiscal measures take effect. In the following News Desk report, Joy News takes a look at these July changes and how you will be impacted.
One of the flagship promises, the 24-hour economic policy, officially begins on July 2nd. The policy aims to create new job opportunities by encouraging businesses to operate in shifts, keeping Ghana's economic engines running around the clock. From July 1st, Ghanaians will notice adjustments in mobile data bundle value by the telcos. The value of data purchased will increase by up to 15%. Another change hitting consumers' wallet is a 15% VAT on non-life insurance premiums, including motor and property policies. The tax, which takes effect from July 1st, is expected to push up premiums. The 2.45% electricity tariffs announced by the PURC will also take effect from the 1st of July. For players in the real estate sector, new VAT measures also take effect. Under the Amendment VAT Act, estate developers are now required to charge 5% VAT on the sale and rental of immovable property, excluding residential dwellings and agricultural properties. A 1% COVID-19 levy also applies. In a bid to simplify taxation for the informal sector, the government is rolling out the modified taxation scheme aimed at micro, small and medium enterprises. The MTS introduces a flexible structure for Ghanaian business owners who earn income solely from activities within the country. And for the first time, observation of the Republic holiday, which has been reinstated, will shift from Tuesday to Friday, and the new reforms introduced by the Interior Minister.
Well, former Calbank CEO Frank Edujinia is calling for bold reforms to Ghana's democratic structure to tackle what he calls institutionalized corruption linked to campaign financing. He spoke on PM Express last night.
Nothing stops us from saying that at the level of the presidency, no more elections. We have elections at the level of MPs. But every party selects its presidential candidate. We have a national development plan of 50 years. It can be tweaked, but the fundamental pillars of that development plan will not be changed. Okay? Forget these manifestos. They're a load of rubbish. Funny manifestos, not helping anybody. Okay? And then, so NDC comes, they rule for 6 years or 8 years as president, one term, then the next government comes in. But you're having a four-year cycle of voting for MPs. The tenure of the MPs should not be coterminous with that of the president. But because it's not a party manifesto, you are carrying along what the government, the country thinks is good for it. Okay. Now, when you do that, you must also, I also disagree with this situation where you find MPs on boards, board chairman. That is ludicrous. If I am an MP, you make me chairman of VRA. And VRA has to come to Public Accounts Committee. And I am on the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament. How does that work? There was a Constitutional Review Committee which was chaired by Osechi Mensah Bonsu.
Yeah.
etc., and Haruna Idris, etc., and I was invited there. And my proposal was simple. You know, an MP should be limited to Parliament. An MP should not become a Minister of State. An MP should not become a board member of any parastatal or chair any parastatal, because it's conflicting, you know. And you know, there are something that should be done, some fundamental things that I think we should do simply to sanitize the situation and limit the influence of bad politics in governance and in development, in our development agenda.
Former Carlbank CEO Frank Edu Jr. there. You're still listening to the Midday News here on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll take a break. We'll return with sports, and we'll also bring you the inspiring story of a visually impaired student who made history, the first to graduate from with a perfect 4.0 GPA at the University of Ghana.
We have checked our records. We are yet to find any student of this great university with a...
Welcome back to the Midday News. We have sports with Mubarak.
Mamesi, so talks are underway between West Ham and Tottenham Hotspur over the transfer of Black Stars midfielder Mohamed Kudus. Now, West Ham are hoping to reshape their squad this summer by selling Kudus for around £65 million.
Wow.
It is understood the 24-year-old is hoping to join in Spurs with Champions League football guaranteed for next season.
What will you do with £65 million?
I won't tell you yet.
Thank you, Mubarak. Imagine starting university education and losing your sight 2 years later. For many, that would have marked the end of the road, but not for Ephraim Aye Oraka Tete. He started and overcame the odds and made history, becoming the first student at the University of Ghana to graduate with a perfect GPA of 4.0. Emmanuel Giovanni has won the Disabled Series.
He dances not just to celebrate a degree, but also to mark a moment in history. The song on his lips is one of triumph and joy.
Even though we graduate as a group, each of us has a unique story of perseverance and achievement that deserves recognition.
Joy like a river, joy like a river.
Meet Ephraim Aye Oraka Tete, a young man who defied the odds and made history at the University of Ghana. Today, he stands as a valedictorian, the first student to graduate with a perfect 4.0 FGPA in the history of the University of Ghana.
He's graduating on top of his cohorts and with a final grade point average of 4.0. We have checked our records, and at least for the last 10 years, possibly more, we are yet to find any student of this great university with a perfect score like Ephraim achieved.
I feel very excited that I've challenged myself to do something that hasn't been done in a way. So I'm very, very excited about it.
Give the Lord a dance. Magnify his name.
Well, former schools have secured the places in the 2025 National Science and Maths Quiz, adding to the growing list of national qualifiers. Sacred Heart Senior High School triumphed over host school, Sunyani Senior High School, in the Bono Regional Finale, making a return to the national stage for the first time since 2015. Sunyani Senior High School also makes it through as one of the top performing runners in the region. In the Western Region, St. Mary's Boys delivered a strong showing to book their third straight national appearance, while Fiasa Senior High School advanced despite not winning the contest. Here accepts.
Fun, interesting, adventurous.
It was fun?
Yes.
Interesting?
Yes.
What made it fun?
The toughness of it, the atmosphere, and other stuff.
When things get difficult, that's where you enjoy.
Yes.
First of all, we say thanks be to God.
We apologize for that poor quality sound. But then let's do what's trending. And I have in the studio Derek Ashilevi. What's trending, Derek?
From AC, National Day of Prayer and Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I mean, in a video that is sort of making waves, we see both Christians and Muslims dancing during the praise and worship. And I mean, God people really talking. So OG says that, what are you really praying for or being thankful for when most religious leaders don't speak about matters of incompetence? Jesse also believes that things like this makes you know that Ghana is really a peaceful country. We are the only African country where two religions live harmoniously. In other countries, you hear Ghana.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.